కృష్ణైకచేతమదమోవినాశకారిణ్ మహదృష్టిగోచర ప్రభు ప్రభుపాద స్వామిన్ దోషావిగృహి పరిదూషితమంద బుద్ధి సంచింతయామి చరణోత్సవేతు సతీ సూను ప్రేమావళిత సుఖరాశి మమ గురు మయా లబ్ధం లబ్ధం తవ పద ప్రసాదం సుమధురం కృపా పారావార స్వమసి భువి జ్ఞాతం పునరుదం శరణ్యం త్వాం యాచే తవ చరణ సేవాం ప్రతిదినం ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఆత్మయోని అతి విస్మిత ఆస్థిత అబుజం తత్వాత్మయోని రతి విస్మిత ఆస్థితోబ్జం కాలేన తీవ్ర తపస పరిశుద్ధ భావ కాలేన తీవ్ర తపస పరిశుద్ధ భావ ఆత్మని ఈశ భువే గంధం ఇవ అతి సూక్ష్మం త్వమాత్మని స భువి గంధమివాతి సూక్ష్మం భూత ఇంద్రియ ఆశయమే వితతం దదర్శ భూతేంద్రియాశయమే వితతం దదర్శ సత్వాత్మయోని రతిరేష్మిక ఆసితోబ్జం కాలేన తీవ్ర తపస పరిశుద్ధ భావ వాం ఆత్మని స భువి గంధమివాతి సూక్ష్మం భూతేంద్రియాశయమేతం దదర్శ
లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ టు బట్ ఆత్మజ్యోని ఇస్ బోర్న్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ మదర్ డైరెక్ట్లీ బిగాటన్ బై ద ఫాదర్ Lord Vishnu, Ati Vismita, being very much surprised, not finding out the source of his birth, Asitaha, situated, Abjam, the lotus flower on which he was sitting, he could see only, Kalena, in due course of time, Tivra tapasa, by severe austerity, Parishuddha bhavaha, completely being purified, Vam, unto you, Atmani, in his body and existence, Isha, O my Lord, Bhuvi, within the earth, Gandham, flavor, Iva, light, Ati Sukshman, very subtle form, Bhutendriyas, body and senses. Ashayamaye, fixed up with desires. Vitatam, spread all over. The dharsha, could find. Translation. Lord Brahma, who is celebrated as Atma Joni, born without any mother, became struck with wonder and could see only the lotus flower on which he was sitting. Thus, undergoing severe austerities for many hundreds of years, he became purified. At that time, he could see in his own body the cause of all causes. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is spread all over his body and senses.
Tatātma jyoni rativishmita āsito abjam kāle natibhya tapasā parisuddha bhāva. Tātmātmani sabhuvi gandham ivāti sūkṣmam pūtendriyā sayamani vitatam tadarsa. The dadarsha means he saw. This scene, this is impersonal scene. How the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present in everything. Although he is born directly from the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Still, he could not see the Lord. So, to Atma Joni, Prati Vishmika. Suppose all of a sudden, you are sleeping and you are put into a place where nobody else is there. You are simply there, everything is dark. How much perplexed you will be. The Brahma's position was like after each millennium, Brahma's death, and then again birth, our birth and death is going up, the same process. We are in the womb of the mother, and all of a sudden come out, we see light, begin to cry, and the relative takes care of us, and we forget everything in how much precarious condition I was before my birth. So those who are ordinarily sinful, they can at least see the light once. But those who are very severely sinful, they are killed within the womb. They cannot see in the light coming out. There are so many cases now, it is very... There are so many children, before coming out of the womb of the mother, and before seeing the light of the sun, they are killed. And after killing, after being killed, the body is finished, then he has to be put another body, then enters another mother's body. Again the body is developed, and again he is killed. Just imagine. This because he tip for track. If I kill a child in the home, now I am very much proud of my scientific advancement, then I am to be killed in my birth. He cannot avoid this nature's law. Read this Agunavani, Mamamaya. very, very, very sukshma. His reward is his sukshma, very, very fine laws. Who can see it? Atmajani, so he is also not free. Although he is not Brahma, he is also not free. He is perplexed. What are my hands? What is the source of my birth in darkness? He could see only the lotus flower on which you are sitting, nothing else. Exactly our position. It's like so many scientists, they think that this world is everything. And other planets and worlds, there is no life. Only because he is there, there is life. This is the modern presentation. But that is not the fact. There are many, many millions and trillions of planets. Everywhere there is life. Even in the sun planet there is life. This is fiery. If there is no life, then where is the opportunity of Krishna speaking, Imam Vyosati Yogam Prattamanam? I spoke first of all this science to Vibhushan. Vibhushan Manavipra. First of all, I spoke this science to the sun god, the chief person in the sun planet. So we cannot accept the so-called scientist person that there is no life in the sun planet. Everywhere there is sun planet, moon planet, everything. The moon planet of Jagdam Brahma Jagdam Manavu. So many millions of years is equal to 12 hours. Lord Brahma had to undergo austerity for hundreds of years of his calculation. They are not our hundreds of years. Our hundreds of years may be Brahma's a few hours only. Lovely. So, Brahma, even though he is directly born of Vishnu, he is not ordinary living. He is also a living entity like us, and very, very pious. That's why here somebody is very rich, very influential, very beautiful, very learned. These are the results of pious activities. Janmaisajya sutasri. If you are pious, then you get good opportunity of taking your birth in good family, aristocratic family, Brahman family, like that, become beautiful, become educated. So Brahma is also a similar living entity, but is very, very pious. Very, very pious. And Brahma's post is so exalted that when there is no living entity available, then Lord Vishnu himself becomes one. The post is so important. My point is that although he is so pious, greatly exalted, still he had to purify himself. Here it is said. Kalena tibratamasa parisuddhabhava. Parisuddhabhava. To become purified of the material contamination is not so easy. So you should always remember that the purificatory process which has been prescribed to you, how rigidly you have to follow. If you are neglectful, then you are losing the charm. Because you try to understand, this material world is so contaminated that even Lord Brahma had to purify himself by austerities for many hundreds of people. I'm just trying to bring this point. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that for purification of Brahma's body, he had to take so many years under severe austerity. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because we are so much taller, not to compare with Brahma, very, very taller. Still, he gives us a little formula. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Imate. Hello. This much tapasya. So, if somebody says that Lord Chaitanya gave us certainly, but what is the proof that we have been purified? No, there is proof. Where? It is said in the Shastra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever he says, that is law. Still, he does not act in that way. He gives reference to the Shastra. This is mentioned in the Shastra. In the Bhagavata also it is mentioned. Kītanāviva kṛṣṇasya mukta saṅga param bhaji. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never said, even Krishna does not say, unauthoritatively. He gives reference to the Shastra. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, also he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahma Sutra Padaishaiva, Hetu Manhi Vinishtita. Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra is giving reference. So, don't talk anything which is not authorized in the statement of Shastra. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, Hare Krishna movement, has given us, not physically, although he can give any law, he is the Supreme Law, dharmanta sakshan bhagavat pranitam. Whatever the Lord says, that is the principle of religion. We do not know whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God or not, but Shastra says he is. So whatever he says, that is dharma. So, this is the important point, that so, to Atmajani Loti Vishnu. He began very much surprised. Where from I am coming? And where I am situated? What is the purpose? So to understand all these implications, he has to undergo. It was order, tapo. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there was a sound vibration when Brahma was perplexed. There was a sound vibration. That sound vibration was indirectly said that you undergo tapasya. Tapasya. Then you'll understand where from you have come, why you have come, what is your business. These things will be revealed. Tapasya. So that tapasya he had to perform many hundreds years. Nāvidandam avindat abda chata of who? Not only he had to go underneath the water of and he performed tapasya there. Just imagine how much difficult it was to go underneath the water. He first of all wanted to search out what from my body, and he saw the stem of the lotus flower on which he was sitting, and then he found there is water. Then first within the water, he said, Apru. And there he executed tapasya. So, this human form of life, we are born out of Brahma. Brahma is called, therefore, great grandfather. not grandson, grandfather. He's called grandfather. Because Mano, from Mano, we have come. Therefore, our name is Manushka, man, from the word Mano. Then Mano is born of Brahma. Therefore, he is called grandfather, Pitama. And Krishna has been addressed in the Bhagavad Gita, the great grandfather. So he is the father of Brahma. Atma Yoni. So, this is the position of Brahma. So, he has to undergo so great austerity to understand his position. So, how much austerity he has to perform to understand our position? What I am? What is my business? Why I have come here? Why I am suffering? Everyone is suffering. But you are so callous, so rascal, you don't take care of it. You say, that's all right, I shall die. Peacefully, yes. I met one very exalted lord in London. Yes. So, of course, we are finding prasadam very friendly. So I asked Lord Brahma, what is the end of your life, other things? You are 84 years old. So he said, yes, I shall die peacefully. And after that, oh, that's nothing. That's fine. This is the idea. So, actually, people do not know what is going to happen after death. Therefore, they are irresponsible. They are living like animals. But Shastra says, no, don't do this. We have got responsibility. Nāyāna deha deha deha. Nāyāna deha deha bhājāna jīloke. Kastāṁ kāmāna rahati bhujāna. Don't be irresponsible. This body, I am a deha, this body, deho bhajan niloki. Niloki means human society. Not cat society, dog society, tribe society, human society. You should not live irresponsibly like the cat and dog. It has specially mentioned birbhujan, this two-eater, pig. We should not be like this two-eater pig. Why this animal has been torn? And this two-eater pig means the pig has no distinction of eating. Whatever is there, up to stool, he can eat. So in the human society, has no discrimination of eating anything. Now I understand that eating, they're killing their own child, and the child is also his being. What's saying? Yes, just kidding. How much the human society has degraded? One child is killing their own child, and after killing it, they're cooking it, and it becomes very good belly. That's it. Well, this is the purity of become a pig, less than a pig. Yes, but they do not. Nothing to Sahasrava things in Vishnu. This human life was meant for understanding Vishnu, God, but they did not exist. So thus, try to understand how much important is this Krishna consciousness movement, how we are trying to save the whole human society from their irresponsible life. So, we have to undergo tapasya. Because our grandfather, he has to undergo tapasya. So anyone who is in this material world, the Brahma, beginning from Brahma, down to the end, must undergo tapasya. But if for the hands, cats and dogs, it is not possible. They are sangha. They will have to come to the human form of life by evolutionary process, by the help of nature. But as soon as we come to the human form of life, the responsibility is there. What is the responsibility? Because you have got developed consciousness more than the cats and dogs, you have to decide how I have come to this material world, why I am suffering, I do not wish to die, this death is there, I do not want disease, the disease is there, I don't want to take birth, enter into the womb of the mother, still I am forced to do it. I don't want to become an old man. I am an old man. So this is human intelligence. Unless you come to this in the intelligence, athāta brahma jindāsa, what I am? Am I this body or something else? So you have to analyze that this body is made of the material elements, earth, water, fire, ether, like that. We are breathing. What is this breathing? We are very much proud of breathing. The breathing is simply ventilation. Yeah. But you cannot set up this breathing to a dead man. That is not possible. Although it is simply air, nothing but air. But as soon as it is gone out of you, your great scientist brings this air, pump. No, very much that. In this way, there is analysis. From water, we are getting blood. From blood, we are getting stamina. From urine, so many things we are getting. You see, this body is manufactured by these things. By the material element. So am I this body? If I am this body, then after the death, why these material elements are there where you cannot replace it? I'm not body. I'm living within this body. And that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Devina Sinja Thadi, Kumasu, Tathadiya. A slim day in this body, there is the lineage. So one has to learn this, but they cannot learn because they do not undergo austerity. That is it. No education is there how to perform austerity. That Vedic religion is how to teach small children austerity. That is brahmachari. So you want to start this brahmachari ashram, a guru course, to learn austerity from the beginning of life. Then their life will be successful, they will understand. Not to become a grammarian. That is not our. So we should take lessons from Brahmaji, our grandfather, that Parishuddha Bhava, Tibra Tapasa, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, mercy, that we haven't got to undergo Tibra Tapasa. But we are thinking this is also very difficult. What is that? No illicit. No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. But they are taking it very, very serious. What is the serious issue? We don't say no sex, but no illicit sex. This much tapasya, austerity cannot follow. Tapasya must be there. Unless you undergo tapasya, there is no rescue. Even Brahma had to perform tapasya, what to speak of. You cannot avoid it. තපස්සා බ්‍රහ්මචර්යේන තපස්සා දිගින් සම් බ්‍රහ්මචර්ය නොයිදිස නෝ සෙක්ස් බට් දැට් ඉස් නොට් පොසිබල් ඇස් ඉ ස්ටොප් දිස් තපස්සා බ්‍රහ්මචර්ය විච් ඉස් වෙරි ඉම්පෝටන්ට් සෝ වී ෂුඩ් ඕල්වේස් රිමෙම්බර් දැට් වී ලව් කපෝදිබ්බං පුත්‍ර කාජීන සුද්ධීත සත්‍යා some day like highest stunts, major stunts, this human form of life, don't live like cats and dogs. Don't spoil your life. Then, what to do? Tapa. Another, just like Brahma was advised. Brahma is the stunt. Vishnu, to him he was perplexed. The same advice was given. Tapa. So he underwent. He underwent tapasa, tibra tapasa. Tibra means very serious. So we are advised, tibra, tibrena bhakti yogena. It is said in the shastra, akama sarvakama bhamo sutama udarabhi. Tibrena bhakti yogena. Jajita paramanturu. This is we are mixed up. Somebody has got all desire to fulfill within this material form. Sarva kama. Then never become desireless. Inti. Avana pranayama. That is just called sarva kama. And akama means no more desire. Sarva padhi vinin muttam. Tatparatena nirmanam. So, we have to purify ourselves. To purify ourselves means don't desire anything material. Then I shall become void of desire? No. Not void of desire. Here desire must be. That's what we are singing daily. Guru Mukha Patra Vakta Tishtrita Koriya Oikta Arva Koriya Manya. Ad Namo. That's all. Arva Koriya Manya. We are singing daily, you must understand. What is the meaning? Because we are builders. We are misdirected. So Guru's word, that should be taken seriously. Arana Kurya, no more, anything. That is. Therefore, how much difficulty is to find out such guru? Adur Budbhasa. First of all, you have to expect guru. Tadvijjana, sam, sa, guru name, abhijyatsa. So, we have to follow guru. So, how I can find out the real guru? By whose words I will be nicely directed and achieved. That is not very difficult. If you read Bhagavad Gita, you will understand. This time, Arjuna, when he was perplexed, he accepted Krishna, Guru. He said, Shishastriham, I become your. Now, we are talking friendly. The argument will not be ended. Now I become your disciple, shishya. Because as soon as one becomes a shishya, shishya means under the order, regulation. A person cannot disobey the order of guru. Then he is shishya. If he argues, he is not shishya. Is not a Krishna. Therefore, Arjuna says, Sishasya, I surrender, voluntarily surrender to become your disciple. Now I shall not argue. That is called Sishasya. If you argue, then you are not a Sishasya. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakta, Sishasya, Arana Kariyam. This is Tapasya. That I shall not ask anything which is not ordered by my Guru. That's all. supporting Bong Pustrata. Then he will be nicely guided, and then Satta Suddham. Then our existence will be purified. That's when our existence is purified. Then we realize the situation, what is God, what is our relationship with Him, what is our activity, Atata Brahma Jinyasa, Dhamma Dasa, everything. Here it is. To Atmani Isa Bhuvi. So what was the realization of Brahma? Atta Tapasya. Na, Gandha Miva Ati Sukshvam. Bhute India. It's like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kundaganda Prithivyam. So, I am the smell within the earth. Everyone knows there is smell within the earth. There is color within the earth. Everything is there within the earth. Otherwise, how in a particular plant the color and the smell, the flavor, everything is coming, beauty, everything is coming. In reality, so ordinarily you see a speck of dust, but everything is there. Similarly, ordinarily you see this universe, but in every atom there is Krishna. That's why we realize that Brahma, then he becomes the great personality to teach us. Taining Brahma Rida Adhikavai. This way, he instructed Adhikavai, the first learned man. Kavi means learned man. Brahma, very ignorant. So there was no other teacher. Krishna talking. Therefore, we belong to the Brahma Sampradaya. Krishna instructed Brahma. Brahma instructed Narada. Narada instructed Vyasa, Vyasa instructed Sukadeva. In this way, our Guru Parampara system, therefore, we worship the Guru as Vyasa Puja, because representative of Vyasa, and he Vyasa, representative of Narada, but in Narada, representative of Brahma, but in Brahma, representative of Krishna. This is our Parampara system. Thank you very much.